This is Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the official podcast of Ward Memorial Hospital. I'm Nolan Alexander, and today I'm with Ana Collazo, a licensed professional counselor from Ward Memorial Hospital, as we talk about mental health and support in rural communities. Ana, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and we're so excited to get to know you a little bit better today. Can you tell us more about your background?
Yes, so I've been a counselor since 2017, and then I became a counselor supervisor a little after that. So about 3 years now I've been an LPC supervisor, and I've worked in mental health for over 15 years. I started as a case manager at our local mental health authority with six of centers, and then now I'm over here at Ward Memorial.
So what led you to get your start in mental health?
Well, you know, to be honest, in high school, I took my first psychology class. Miss Grant, I got to give her a shout out. We did psychology and I just loved it. I loved learning about the mind and how it works. And then I started realizing that understanding mental health and then seeing loved ones go through mental health issues and things like that. And so it just all kind of came together for me. And like, even in my friend groups, you know, I kind of was always like the one that listened to the problems, try to help and stuff. So it just seemed natural fit. And I've loved it ever since.
And so you still share that same love and passion for it today?
Yes. Yes. I enjoy it so much. There's a moment in the session when you can tell that something clicked. And so seeing that little nod or that like, oh, that aha moment, something like that, it never gets old.
That's wonderful. Well, what excites you about joining Ward full-time?
I love that it's here local. I grew up in Monahans most of my life, so being able to bring mental health back to Monahans specifically and being here, it's such a welcoming place. I just love that I'm here at Ward Memorial.
Why does that matter to you, the local factor?
Because growing up here, I know that we didn't know much about what we had for mental health as options. A lot of times you have to travel very far, or even if it's 30 minutes, it's still a hard day, especially if, say, it's a student that has to like leave school, travel 30 minutes to come back. You know, now we're right here down the road, go right back to school. We can catch you at your lunch hour or whatever we need to do.
And this is one of the reasons that you're doing this podcast, but I take it awareness is something that's important to you too, specifically in your local area.
Yes, I think it's very important because small towns, it's really hard to have these conversations sometimes, or everybody knows everybody. I know stigma is a huge part of mental health. And so I love that it's normalizing it more for everybody.
That's awesome. So what concerns do you see on a common day?
Day-to-day stressors. A lot of people, I think, have this misconception that you have to come in and go deep and dark into trauma right away. And it's like, no, sometimes you can come in and just talk about day-to-day stressors that's going on, you know, work stress, relationship stress, anxiety is very common for everybody, overthinking, how that's affecting our emotions, anger. So those are usually the common things that we're talking about.
So when patients come to visit you, what should they expect in counseling?
When a client comes in, I like them to feel very welcomed. I don't want them to feel pressure of like, what do I say? Like, I don't know what to do. You know, it's like, you come in, I'm just kind of introduce myself. I kind of get an idea of like, especially with the kids, I'm like, was this your idea? Or was this mom's idea? You know, just to get a vibe of where we're at. And then I kind of just explain the process to them. Like, hey, we're just going to be here. We're just going to talk. I don't ever pressure. I like to mention that I'm laid back. I'm not going to pressure anybody to talk about anything they don't want to talk about. I let them lead the way and what they want to bring up. And then the first appointment might feel a little questiony. I do have to ask a bunch of questions just to get background, but I try to make it as conversational as I can to where they don't feel interrogated by me.
I think that's extremely important. And in your eyes, when should someone seek help?
Someone should seek help usually if they start seeing like their functioning is being affected. You know, is my relationship in a lot of turmoil lately? Is my work being affected? Is my school being affected? Or if they're just feeling like, hey, I don't feel like I have anybody to talk to. So it doesn't always have to be something that's a diagnosis reason. You know, it can be just like, hey, I just feel like I don't have anybody to hear me out. And I'm just this outside person that has nothing to do with the situation. I listen unbiased, non-judgmental, just here to talk.
I think that's wonderful, right? And somebody being brave and courageous and looking to seek help. So after they've accomplished that, what advice do you have for first-time patients?
For first-time patients, I always thank them at the end for just showing up, because I know that's hard enough to make the appointment. And I always just want them to not feel like they have to come in knowing what to say. Let that be my job. I'll carry that pressure on my shoulders to make sure we know what to say, so that way they don't feel that pressure coming in.
And Anna, just a couple more questions before we wrap up. How do you look to combine your passion for your craft and what you do alongside the local access that you discussed earlier to improve outcomes?
I really feel like to improve outcomes, it's just about being consistent, being here. They know that I'm here. And then once I get that first session in, then they start feeling comfortable. Then the more that we're consistent with each other, that's where the outcomes are going to happen.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add to our discussion today?
I also just wanted to add, like, even with the little ones, I also try to make it interactive. I have games that we can do. There's a lot of cool things to make it where it's not just sitting across from each other talking. And even with the teens, they like my fidgets. I have little fidgets in here. Chess is very helpful with ADHD. So I like to incorporate that in there. So if the parents are coming back here and like, well, she's just playing Uno with me, I'm doing more in there than just playing Uno with them. But I'm trying to make it where it's fun for them and they're looking forward to coming in.
That was Anna Collazo. For more information, go to wardmemorial.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Nolan Alexander, and this is Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Thanks for listening.